Okay, today's daf is Tmura Daf Yud Zayin. Tmura Yud Zayin. We'll start in the middle of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin, on Tis Zayin of a base. And I was asked to announce that next week everyone is invited to join the OU and Rabbi Stephen Weil for a 6-hour live webcast of the Tisha B'Av keynote starting at 9 a.m., reliving and re-experiencing the tragedies of Jewish history with a specific focus this year on the impact of Adolf Eichmann, the SS, and the annihilation of the Mesorah and remnants of Ashkenazic Jewry. Again, that's Tisha B'Av. 6-hour live webcast starting at 9 a.m. On Tisha B'Av. Okay, so we are on Tes Zayin Mabez, last line. Let's get back to what the Mishnah has been talking about. So we're in Parak Yesh B'Karbanos, and the Parak started off with comparing carbon is Yachid and carbon is Sibor. Differences in halacha between them, which sounds like a zvachim halacha, right? Much of Masechah Zvachim has to do with different categories of kachim, but it's brought in here because at the end of the first parak, we had the Mishnah, the line that said that a carbon tzibur is not subject to tamura, while a carbon yachid is subject to tamura. So once we mentioned that, so we got into a couple of other differences as well. And now we have chumras comparing kachim and tamura, and tamura versus kachim. That was the mishnah that we had just read. Let's start it again. On Tez Zayin Amid Beis. Chomer b'kachim b'tamura, v'chomer b'tamura b'kachim. Chomer b'kachim b'tamura. Kachim has a chumra that tamura doesn't have. And again, if you remember the what we discussed back on Daf Beis, we discussed in Lamdis the connection between Kachim and Tmura. Is Tmura a second type of Hekdish? Is it a Hemshech of the first Hekdish? What is the source of Tmura? So again, this obviously relates to that because we're directly comparing original Hekdish and Tmura. The beginning of the Masechta, if you remember, also discussed Tmura versus Smicha. Smicha was called Sof Hekdish, while Tmura was called Tchilas Hekdish. It's called Tchilas Hekdish, but this Mishnah discusses how it is different than Tchilas Hekdish. So the Mishnah says, what applies to Kachim that does not apply to Tmura? Chomer b'Kachim yiva Tmura, sha'Kachim osin Tmura, vein Tmura osin Tmura. Kachim could create a Tmura, while a Tmura animal that was created through Tmura cannot create Tmura. It is not strong enough, right? It does not have the source Kedusha, and therefore it cannot create another Tmura. Hatzibur v'ashutfin makdishin avalom amirin. Tzibur and shutfin can be makdish an animal, but they can't be mamer an animal, as we just referred to. Makdishin ubarin ve'evarin avalom amirin. And the third halacha, one can be makdish an ubar, a fetus. We discussed that a couple of days ago. Bar Pader of Yochanan. Makdishin ubarin ve'evarin avalom amirin, but what cannot be mamer from an ubar or an avar. So those are all, we discussed last time, the chumras of kachim that do not apply to tamura. And now we have the opposite. Chomer v'tamura mi ba'kachim. How so? Shaha kedusha chala balas mum kavua. If somebody does tamura on a bal mum kavua, that still attains status of kedusha. Unlike a hektish, regular hakdosha of an animal, if a makdash an animal with a mum kavua, it never achieves internal kedusha. And if I redeem that and it no longer has any type of status, I can do anything I want with it. And it's a ki'ilu, it was never hektish. It's not called psulei hamakdashim, right? If it gets a mum. But tmura can be chalad, a ba'alas mum kavua, ven yosei lechulon, legaziv le'yaved, and even when it's redeemed, after it's tmura ba'alas mum kavua, it still has the restrictions of gizav avoda, like psulei hamakdashim that had original kedusha. Right? Rashi on top, elekedid kachim shekadam hektation as mumon. It's like, it has a mum, but it's just like a korban that was hukdash before it has a mum, that when you redeem it, it still does not have a full heter of doing whatever you want. The iser of giza vavoda, ela heter achila, it has a heter achila, as we learn. Masha enkin, all my kachim, that if you have a mum that came before the hektish, so then it's yosi lechulin, aide pidyon, you can redeem it, le gazis vele aved, it does not achieve inherent kedushas haguf. By Tamura, it's a special thing. Zeras Akasav, Tova Ra, Rabba Tova Chulam. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Let's finish the Mishnah, then we'll comment about the Isra of Giza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Asa Shogi Kemezid B'Tamura, Velo Asa Shogi Kemezid B'Mukdashin. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. But Shogi and Mezid are compared in Tamura, not in Kachim. In Kachim, Shogi is not treated like Mezid. In Tamura, it is. Again, we'll see what that means. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar ends off with a final statement. Even though we know that Tmura is chal on a balmum, Rebbe Lazar Omer, hakilayim, vahatshrefa, vahayotze dofen, vahatumtum androgynous. These animals are more mufka, than regular Ba'alei Mumin, even though they are somewhat of a Ba'al Mum, but they're considered even more Chamur and different than a Mum, a different category, and therefore these would not be become kadosh with through tzmura. Kelayim, treifa, yotzei dofen comes out not in the derech rechem, tumtum and androgynous, lo kadoshin, they cannot become kadosh, v'lomakdishin, and they can't transfer kadusha to another animal through tzmura. Right? These are excluded, unlike a baal mum can be, can become kadosh through tzmura. Lo kadosh, v'lomakdishin, related to tzmura. Related to the Isra of Giza Avoda, the discussion of the Rishonim, is we know that there's an Isra of Giza Avoda for a regular carbon. A carbon before it's Nifta. There's an Isra of Hishtamshus Bebehema by a carbon, right? I'm not allowed to also be an Isra of Me'ila, but there's an Isra of Giza Avoda included in the Isra of other Hana that I'm not allowed to get from an animal. When it's a karban, we know once it's nifteh, then it becomes mutter to eat, but there's still an issur of giza v'avoda. So we mentioned in the past, but just to mention it again now, Tosfos in Beitza, Daf Yud Beis, discusses the idea of a hadre li'issur kama. Whenever you have an issur, and then a heter, and then a remaining issur. So is that remaining Isser still part of the original Isser? Or do I say that the Heter matered the Isser totally, and now there's a new Isser? Now there's a new Isser. You don't always have that in so many halakhic contexts, but you have it, for example, one place, Tosfos discusses, why is this in Beitza? If you shecht a carbon ola on Yantif. Right, carbon ola on Yantif, the discussion there in Masechta Beitza is whether one gets Malkus or not. So the Gemara there says that if somebody chef, let me just find the Gemara. Tani Tanakam Eidr of Yisro Baravdimi says the Gemara Beisa Yud Beis Hashochet Olas Nedava BeYantif Loke. If somebody shechs a carbon ola, right? You're allowed to do shechita on Yantif Heter Ochel Nefesh. What about a carbon ola? An ola, I'm not going to be able to eat. Right, and therefore there's not going to be ochel nefesh here, because I'm not going to eat it. So the brisa that was said in front of Rav Yitzchak Rav Dibi said, if somebody shechs an olas nedava on yantif, it also it's a nedava. It's not a carbon shekhov olas man. I didn't have to do this on yantif. So if somebody shechs an olas nedava on yantif, one gets malchus, said the brisa. Omar Leir of Yitzchak hears this and says, oh, that must be Beishamai, because Beishamai does not hold to the principle of mitoch. Mitoch shechutra letzarech, chushanam bishlo letzarech. If a malach is mutter letzarech ochel nefesh, then it's also mutter shlo letzarech ochel nefesh. Because according to Beis Hillel, you would hold a mitoch, wouldn't you? That's what Rav Yitzchak first says. Rabba answers, Maskev la Rabba, why? How do you know it's Beishamai and Beis Hillel? Maybe they're arguing about a different svara, erev bahutza, the chulu, but then the Gemara asks continually later on, why do you argue ba'avanim? Okay, the Gemara continues, but in that sugya, Tosfos discusses, this malacha on yantif, what about the sugya of ahadre li'isura kama? Meaning, we know there is an isser malacha on yantif, then there is a heter of ochel nefesh, then there's a limit on the heter of ochel nefesh, in cases which are not really ochel nefesh. So in those cases, so for example, la'achla velo, ochel nefesh velo leklavim, or velo legoyim. So if somebody cooks on yantif for their dog, so is that going back to the isser, the regular isser of ochel nefesh, the regular isser of malach on yantif, are they going to get malchus for that? So that's the discussion of Tosfos. V'yim tomar kiva da hadre, ahadre li sura kama. To ha'amrina, now what's Tosfos' example of ahadre li sura kama? Our case, gabi gozeis psule ha'mugdashim deloke, afal gav delo yadin on isser geziza, rak mi dechsiv tizbach velo giza. How do you know there's still an isser of shearing an animal after it was redeemed and it was nifsal? You know that from an assay. Tizvach velo giza. But how could you get malchus for that? It must be that that pasuk is megala, that the heter of pidyon didn't apply to this area and it's still included in the isser lav of gizas kachim. Haino delava ba machala se dein lo gana lav. Ela shvami na kivin da ahadri ahadri lisur kama klomer lalav shayaba. Kodem shenisal v'gam gabi nedarim and nedavos nevahachi. Why do you say the same thing by neder and nedava on yantif? Neima achi dahajit li sura kava veloki. She get malchus, not just because of a lack of bitoch. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, maybe you know, you shouldn't be compare all the cases. The shiny giza, shlo hutra bepsule amukdashim klal behedya. The isra of giza is different than the isra of doing malach on yantif. The isra of giza is never, where does it say in the Torah, that's the amukdashim of the heter of giza? Holvish takach smach boli sura, so you put it back to the isra kama. By yantif, ochon nefesh is mutter. Achash yachal ochon nefesh, hu lavado yasal lechem. Vuadibet adarm and adavas vichulu, as the Tosfos continues. That's an important discussion of Ahadi Lusra Kama related to the Isra of Gizv Avoda that's mentioned here in our Gemara. Okay, let's continue, says the Gemara now. My time is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Oh my God, why does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say that Shogig and Mazid, Shogig is like Mazid when it comes to Tmura, unlike regular Hektish. Oh my God, Yihye Kodesh, Larabo Shogig Kemazid. That phrase at the end of a Yikra regarding Tmura includes Shogig like Mazid. The question the Gemara is going to deal with now, three or four different suggestions, I think four suggestions. What is this referring to? In what halacha is shogig like mezid when it comes to temura? As we'll see. So, heichidabi shogig kemezid. We'll get back to how the Rambam extends this too. Let's see some suggestions. Amar chizkiya kisavar shehu mutter lahamir. He thinks that it's mutter to be meimir. Who said, I never heard of this halacha of temura. I never got to the end of a yikra. I never did daf yomi meseches temura. So he thought, what's the problem? I have a carbon. I want to switch it. I want to give a nicer carbon. He thought it's mutter lahamir. So gavi temura, two girsos in the Gemara. First girsa, gavi temura lucky, gavi kachim lo lucky. Wow. According to that girsa, this is going to be one of the exceptions to the rule. One is going to get malchus for an aveira b'shogeg. Usually that's mazid is the first ingredient for an onesh. But according to this Gerasa, this is an exception to the rule. By Tmura Malkus, even if it's Shogig, this isn't even Shogig, this is Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter, I never knew that this was an Avera, right? Kesavar Shu Mutter Lahamir, Gabi Tmura, Lucky, Gabi Kachim, Lo Lucky, right? Because, as Rashi says, Lo Matsinu Malkus, Elabim Mezid Vahasra, right? That's the rule. You don't need a Makar to tell me that you wouldn't get Malkus. You need a Makar to tell me that you would get Malkus in this case, and that's what the first of Chizkiya holds is learned out from Yihye Kodesh. Lishna Achrita, the other version is not as extreme. Lishna Achrita, Gabi Tmura, Kodesh, Gabi Tkodshim, Lo Kodesh, right? Is it going to be chal? Meaning, if I did tzmura b'shogeg, it's going to be tzmura kodesh. That's already okay. The status is going to kick in, even though I didn't know. By kachim, hektish b'ta'us is not hektish. So, 2 days in the Gemara, two versions of the Gemara, whether there will be malchus b'shogeg when it comes to tzmura. If you look at the Rambam, a couple of Rambams. First, the Rambam in Hilchos Tzmura, the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Bey sounds like. He passes like the first day. Sounds like he passes the first version. Because the Rambam says, Echad ha-meimir b'zadon, o sheheimir b'shkaga, right? Zadon or shkaga, hari ze'os ha-tmura, v'loke, malchus. Sounds like the Rambam is holding that even b'shogeg, one is going to get malchus. That is the halacha. Ketzad, the Rambam then asks, but what is shogeg emezid? So now the Rambam passes like a certain cases that we have in the Gemara. He doesn't quote all of them. Let's just read the Rambam, but we'll see this in the Gemara soon. Ketzad. Let's wait a minute. Let's see it in the Gemara, and then we'll see the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like this, but he might not agree to every case of Shogig and Mazes. Let's come back to that, but let's see another one of the versions first. And we'll come back to Omer Mutter too. Bez Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan Amri, number two. Kesavar Lomer Tmuras Ola Va'amar Tmuras Shlamim. I wanted to say, Tumuras Ola, I have an animal here, and it is an Ola. I wanted to be Mamer on the Ola. And instead, I was Mamer on my Shlamim. So, I wanted to do the Avera. I just did it in a different way. Kind of reminds us of Hilcha Shabbos, Misasek. There are different types of Misasek on Hilcha Shabbos, but Misasek on Shabbos is unique. Shabbos has the high level, the high standard of Meleches Machsheves, and therefore, if I wanted to pick out, break off branch number one, and I break off branch number two, I still can be Pater on Shabbos. Even though I had Kavanah to do a Melacha. But generally, when that's done, that's a lack of a Kavanah. So Shabbos is an exception to the rule that you would be, Pater in that case. You had Kavanah to do an Avera. And now you did a different Avera. So various areas of halacha. So Shabbos has one rules. Here's Tmura. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish say, that case would still be Tmura. Gabi Tmura Shlamim Kaddish, Gabi Kachim Lo Kaddish. By Tmura it would be Kaddish, even though it was somewhat of a mistake. By Kachim, it would be not Kodesh. Lishna Achrina, or similar, Kesamar Lomar Shachar Omar Lavan, Gabi Tmura Lucky, Gabi Kachim Lo Lucky. Again, the difference in Lashon of Kaddish and Lucky, but that is all number two, some type of mistake. Number two. Number three, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ba'omer Teitze Zu, V'tikanes Zu. This animal should go out of its Kedusha, and this animal should go into its Kedusha. Right? So that is not exactly the Lashon of Temura. Rashi, Teitze Zu, V'tikanes Zu, Va'osa Shal Hektish Tamimahi. And it's a Tamim, the one that's Hektish. V'lo Nafka L'chulin, Ela Tofeses Zu, B'Kedusha, Asa, V'avi Temura. V'hu Saber, Sh'teitze L'chulin, Kibal Mum. And again, he didn't have Kavada for Tamura. In that case, one would get Malkus, according to the Gersa that Rashi has. Back to the Gemara, Gabi Kachim, Shinolad Vemum, Ne'echolin, Velo Pidyon, Velo Laki, Gabi Tamura, Laki. If one tried to do that by Kachim, without the Kavana, by a similar, somebody that knows that Hektish is Azarim, Rashi explains, but he thinks that where it gets a Mum, you could eat it even without being Pota it. So Rashi says that's the case the Gemara is talking about. So in that case, one would not get Malkus for the Hektish, but one would get Malkus for the Tmura. Gabi Tmura, Lucky. So that is case number three. Let's stop there for a moment before we get to the last one. The Rishash just wanders on this last point of if somebody says this one should go out and this one should go in, the Rishash wonders why that's Tmura. We're going to have later on Lashonos of Tmura, Zu Tacha Zu, Zu Mukhlefes Bizu. So the Rishash just wanders here. Sarech Iyod Da Tanam Lakaman Andaf Chavav Zu Mukhuleles Alze Einze Tmura. So the Rishash wonders, look what I wrote later on, but that's unusual that this would be a Lashon of Tmura. Okay, let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilfes Tmura, Aleph Beis, what is the case? Shogi gets Malkus too, the Rambam seems to say. Which is the case? The Rambam holds Ketzad, Hamiskavein, Lomar, Harezu, Tmuras, Ola, Sheyeshli, Va'amar, Harezu, Tmura, Shlamim. Sounds like number two. Ola and Shlamim, Sheyeshli, Harezu, Tmura, Viloke. Aval, says the Rambam, Im Dima Shemutur, Lahamir, Vehemir. If he thinks that it's Mutter to do Tmura, he never heard of Tmura. He thinks it's Mutter to do Tmura. Like the Rambam says, if you remember at the end of Hilfas Tamura, it's, you know, sometimes people might have good kavanas, right? I want to give a better animal. So if somebody is Diba, that is Mutter, Vahemir, oh, Sha'amar, Ekanes Labai, gives the next one, which we didn't read yet, Ekanes Labai, Zev, Va'amir, Bidaiti, Vedechas, Vashacha, Vahemir, Shal, Bidaita, Harezu, Tamura, Ve'eno, Loka, Aleha. The Rambam says, by the other cases of Shogig and Mezid, so then you would not get Malkus, even though it would be Tamura. While the case of the first case that we said, Ola and Shlamim, where you had Kavana, so again, he's limiting the Shogi and the Mason, meaning it's not the case of Omer Mutter. The case of Omer Mutter, Dima Shemutter Lahami, the Rambam says, it is Tmura without Malkus. The case that is Tmura with Malkus is he had Kavana to do Avera A, and he ended up doing Avera B. He wants to do Tmura for the Ola, and he ends up doing Tmura for the Shlamim. Says the Ravid, Amar Avam, Beferish Amru B'Gemara, Kisavar Shemutter Lahamir Behemir Gabi Tmura Laki, because I'm low Laki. Upirusho, right, he says, what about the other Deya? Says the Ravid. Upirusho, Hagozis Va'ovid Ba'oset Tmura Loke. What is the Pirush of that line? So the Ravid takes a lot of the teeth out of it. What does it mean, Loke? If you would be Gozes and Ovid, this Tmura Loke. I will catch him in a Loke, but place you hectish toes. Chay call in Yanim should aspire to Gemara, I'll also Pesca, I'll the Shoka Kemezid, but Tmura, I'll ze Haderach. Misparshim. So he discusses how it's is very uncomfortable with having Tmura just on the Hektish, not on the usage afterwards. But the Mefarshim, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah here discuss. But that is one Rambam. The Rambam in Tmura Aleph Beis, right? The Rambam elsewhere discusses similar types of cases. But there is another Rambam in Nedarim. The Rambam in Nedarim Dalid Zayin. Right? Why is this in Nedarim? We'll see, because it has to do with She'ela. Has to do with She'ela. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Adarim, and you can do all of Hilchas Tmura, not catch this halacha. Hilchas Adarim, Perek Dalin. Ukishem Shen Nish'alin, doing She'ela. Ukishem Shen Nish'alin al Nidre Ha'isr, Umatirin Oso, Kach Nish'alin al Nidre Hekdash Umatirin Oso. One could be Shoel on a Neder, as we know. Right, as we know from Hataras Adarim, we know from Parshas Matos. Bein Benidre Kachim Bedeg Abayis, Bein Bekachim Izbeach. And then the Rambam adds, you could be Shoel on Hektish, Ve'enish Olin Ala Tmura. Can't be shoel on tamura. Once I violated tamura, that's another difference between hekdesh and tamura. You can be shoel on hekdesh. I could go to the chacham and say, if I would have known, and through the, all the mechanisms of she'ela, but you can't be shoel on tamura. Where did the Rambam get this from? Where does it say there's no she'ela on tamura? Says the Kesef Mishnah, nireh from our Gemara. Doesn't say anything in our Gemara about this. Nireh shehulam nilman mimasha shaninu beperek beiz de tmura. Asa shoge kemezid betmura v'lo asa shoge kemezid b'mukdashin. What is a she'elas neder make it? Makes a ke'ilu, it was a mistake. Well, here, mistakes are also tmura. Mistake is not going to help you making it from mezid to shoge. V'kiva, it says the Kesef Mishnah, v'kiva de b'shoge gnami, chayla tmura, shuv ein ba she'ela. The hektish toes chayal bay, because hektish toes would even be chayal on it. Vakiva de tamura isa bekachim is beach v'yamrina and shehi muchlekes meakachim v'kach v'meila mash with the kachim is beach nami betos enam kadosha vakiva shekin yeshna b'sheela. Okay, but tamura ein ishalin al hatamura, that is the Rambam shita. Where does he get it from? The Kesef Mishnah says our Gemara. The Ksos assumes, the Ksos takes us one step further. If you're saying that Tawuz doesn't apply, and therefore you can't be shoel on Tamura, what about Tok Kedei Dibur? We know usually you can be go back Tok Kedei Dibur on most Amiros, even sometimes a Maisa, on a sale, with a few exceptions, as the Gemara says, Nadar, Mevav, Masra, few exceptions. What about being shoel on, going back on Tamura? So that's what the Ksos assumes in Reish Nun Hey. He says, Nakon mi apalga biyatcha degabi tmura lo mahani chazara tok de dibur kivan dechayel betos. Again, the Ksos is assuming that tok de dibur is based on toas, a mistake, right? If I would have known, whatever it is, I knew the Rebbe was coming, or I didn't know what I was doing. You could be shoel on something. So too, maybe you could be chazara tok de dibur. And that's what the Ksos discusses. Other achronim aren't so comfortable with that. Again, there are different views of how to view tok de dibur, as we've discussed in the past. One is, it's a heter chazara. One can be chozer, but because maybe it's a mistake. But there could be differences. We like to quote that Gemara in Nedarim. Towards the end of Nedarim, Daf Pei Zayin or so, where the Gemara discusses somebody, Rachman al-Islan, is losing a relative, and somebody said that the relative died, and the person tears his beged to be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Kriya. And right after that, they tell him, no, he didn't die. The relative didn't die, so he tore before the relative died. But the relative died within Tok Kedei Dibur afterwards. Right after he tore Kriya, the relative died Tok Kedei Dibur. Says the Gemara, Yotze Yidei Kriya. Yotze Yidei Kriya. So all the Mepharshim, that's not about a Shchus Chazara. That's not about a allowance to go back. And that was that's about, what does that Gemara say about Tok Kedei Dibur? It's that how you look at time. Time is looked at incrementally. As long as there's a mitzvah of Kriya, the mitzvah of Kriya, still a Chiddush, but the mitzvah of Kriya has to be done in proximity of the Petira, or the knowledge of the Petira after the Petira, or near when the Petira occurred. So as long as it's within Tok Kedei Dibur of each other, that is good enough. And that is a fascinating application of Tok Kedei Dibur in the Gemara. So the Gemara, and on that Gemara, that's where the Ron says, talks about the exceptions of the Tok Kedei Dibur, of Hekdish and Kiddushin and Megadef and Avodah Zarah. The exceptions to the rule, because those, the Ron says, has a higher level of Das involved, and therefore there wouldn't be Chazara. The Rambam discusses going back Tok Kedei Dibur by Hekdish, but the Ksos brings that in related to our Gemara. Again, the Rambam in Nedarim, there's no She'ela on Tamura, based on our Gemara that Shogig is Kemezid. The Ksos extends it in Reish Nun Hei, Sifkat and Beis, regaining to Tok Kedei Dibur, and other Achronim aren't so convinced of that. One final point before we get to the fourth suggestion of Shogig Kemezid, and that's, you know what, let's do the fourth one and then I'll come back. Rav Sheshes Amar, what's the case of Shogig Kemezid by Tzmura and not by Kachim? Rav Sheshes Amar, Ba'omer Ekanes Labayezeh Va'akdish. I'm going to go into this house and do tamura. I'm going to go into this house va'akdish for Amar Midaiti. And what happens? V'nichnas v'heimir v'ekdish lo midaito. He went in and did it without knowledge. What exactly is the case? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says he said this when he's outside. When he was outside the house, he said he's going to go do tamura. He made this tanai, and then he went inside and then he forgot. And he did it without remembering what he said outside. Shebal machshavos hu, Rashi says, he's a daydreamer. V'lo haya yodea ma hayomer. And he didn't remember what he said. So he said he was going to do something and he did something else. Right, he said he was going to do this. So is that Tmura. Tosfos says no. Tosfos said he made a tznai that right when he goes in, it's going to be automatically tmura, but he didn't remember that as he went in. Right? Rashi says, Baal machshav osaya, v'kasha, lomalo lomar, akarnis labayas. Tosfos says, what does he have to say anything outside for? If he does tmura inside, he does tmura inside. L'kach nira lafarish, kloma, kishe akarnis labayas zeh, tia behemazu tmura miyad. When I go in, it's going to be tmura. V'zu tia kdusha midaite. V'nichnas ba v'hemer v'hikdash lo midaite. Then he forgot. Shlomar davar b'kedusah, so he didn't say anything when he went in. V'gam l'choshav b'mashamar b'tchile. He didn't remember what he said. So, is the tmura, is the hekdash chal shalom midas? So again, that's the case of Rav Sheshes, and what does the Rav Sheshes say? Gabe tmura laki, gabe kachem lo laki. And again, all of those, maybe the Ravid would interpret as, if you would use it, because he would say that's where the Malkus is from, while the Pashas is just for the tmura itself. Good. Good. We're up to the next point. Just one ha'ara. That is the Omer Mutter Sukya. Right? Omer Mutter here is discussed in the context of Tamura, whether Omer Mutter gets Malkus or not. Again, the Pashtus of number one, maybe he would get Malkus. The Rambam says no. Maybe it's Tamura without getting Malkus. But this is, again, something that's discussed in various contexts. The Gemara Maseches Makos in the second parak discusses Omer Mutter by Ritzicha. Does Omer Mutter go to Gullus in Ir Miklat or not? Shoge goes to Ir Miklat. Mazin does not go to Ir Miklat. Karl Ones, Karov Le Mazin. What about Omer Mutter? So is Omer Mutter in that context? Omer Mutter is discussed also, if you remember, the Maharik at the Tshuva relating to Omer Mutter and Isser Labayla. Isser Labayla, if a woman does not realize that it is, usser to be mezana, is she asura labailas? That's the tshuva of the Maharik. Let me just open it up. The Maharik has related to this sugya. Here it is in Kuf Samach Zayin, and the tshuva is beisha shezinsa tachas baila beratzon v'hi lo yada im yesh iser bedavar im yechashev shogig. So what is the case? She didn't know. She didn't know that it's asur. So is she asura labailah? We're not going to put her to death, right? There's no chiyav misa because she was at least a shogeg. I mean, she didn't know. She didn't have kavah, she didn't have asra. So, says the Ma'arik, Lanias daiti nira de'endu din shogeges latir labaila. She is asura labaila. Why? Kiva de miskavenes lemo mal be'isho umezana tachtav, teha loksiv ish ish kisiste ishto mala mal bashem, delishtame dafka bimachavenes le'isr ela mala bo ma'al tzir. That's the Ma'arik. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Eben Ezer. Ma'arik says, the Isra Baila is not totally on the Aveira. It's totally on the rebellion against the husband. It's about the ma'al ba'al. And there is a mered ba'al, even though it is Omer Mutter regarding the Bein Adam HaMakom aspects, but still regarding the Bein Adam HaChaver aspects, it would be wrong, and therefore it would be a violation, and that's why the Ma'arik says it is still Asura Labayla. Again, a lot of different ramifications of that Ma'arik, not for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots, now quoting Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said in the Mishnah that there are exceptions to the rule, even by Tmura. Even though Tmura is Chal on a Baal Mum, but it's not Chal on these five items. Reblazer Omer Kelayim Batreva Vachulu. All of these Omer Shmuel Lo Kedoshin Vitzmura Vlo Makdishin Lasos Tmura. These items cannot be made if somebody's Mamir onto these items, onto these animals. They're not Kadosh, and they cannot create Tmura. Tanya Omer Rabbi Meir. 1 second. Chibayachashen Kedoshin Meichan Makdishin. If they cannot become Kadosh through Tmura, so how do they become Kadosh in the first place? The second line is of Shmuel is that, oh, and the Mishnah, they can't create Kedusha to a different animal. How are they Kadosh in the first place? What's the Gemara even saying if they can't become Kadosh? Ella, iatamotze, ella, it must be by the following, ukimtas. Ella, b'makdash behema, v'yacharkach nitrefa. If I was makdash behema, that's a tamim, and then it becomes a trefa while it's hektish. So there's Kedusha. That's the case that we say that animal cannot create Tamura, even though it already is Kadosh. Number one, or b'makdish vlad b'yaza derech dofan. I was makdish vlad, and then it came out cesarean derech dofan. Those are the cases. The ukimta that the Shmuel, the Mishnah, has to tell me that it's lo makdishin. Aval kilayim v'tumta mandrogenis. But how about those? Iyata motzi ella b'vlade kachim. It must be by a vlad kachim, because again, it has to be when it's originally made, created, born. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the last Mishnah that the Vlad is Oset Tmura, these cannot create Tmura. Vlad Oset Tmura, but not these. Fine. Amar Rav Papa, let's go with the other Girsa, because Rav Papa is going to ask a question on this in a line. Amar Rava, my time under Rabbi Eliezer, or my time under Rabbi Lazar. What's the reason for Rabbi Lazar? What's the source that these animals are totally mufka, kibahema tameya? You compare it to a non-kosher animal. If you try to be maimer on a non-kosher animal, nothing's going to happen. So to these. Ma behema tameya lo karva velo nachta lo kdusha sakuf. So these animals are like behemoth tameya. So now our Papa is going to ask a couple of times, why is that the comparison? What about a balmum? The low carvi, that's also not carvi, not kedushas aguf, and it has kedushas aguf through tamura. Meaning, why do you, Rebbe Lazar, compare these items? Kelaim, treifa, yotzei dofen, why are these all compared to a not kosher animal? Wouldn't balmum be a closer comparison? And a balmum tamura is chalon. So why would these be excluded? So amalei. So Rava answers, no, balmum karv amino. At least balmum is hukrav bamino in its type, meaning the same animal that is not a balmum is hukrav. So I'd rather compare these items. These are more in their own category than a balmum is to the other animals. So these are like behema tmea, that none of them are ever hukrav. Says the Yahi Trefa Nami. Why do you say that? Trefa also a karva bamina. What's the difference between trefa and a balmum? A trefa, if it wouldn't be a trefa, it would be hukrav. So Elam Arava Rava says, okay, this is the comparison. Kibehema tmeya. Ma behema tmeya psulaguf. Af kol psulaguf. Just like behema tmeya is an inherent psul in the animal, so too, all of these on the list are an inherent psul in the animal. Lafuki balmum, de psul chisaradinu. Unlike a balmum. A balmum, what is the Gemara saying? Is not a psul haguf, it's something different. It's a psul chisaron. It's missing something. It's missing something, and that's a different type of psul. Let's hold off for a second. That's how Rashi says. Rashi says it's not a psul haguf, right? Rashi says, avomum psul chisaron ba'almahu, fourth wide line. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You could have a ba'almum as a psul haguf too. Amalei Ravada. Rav Ada l'Rava v'alo sarua v'kalut k'siv v'parsha. Sarua and kalut are bali women that are born that way. V'ha'hani psulaguf ninu. Right, certain limbs are bigger than the other ones. So that's a psulaguf. So back to the question. Why do you compare these five animals to behemoth tmeya and not a balmum? It's not, why is it more like a behemoth tmeya than a balmum? Just before we do the next line, the Rishash is bothered. What does it mean a balmum is a psul chisaron? There are so many bali women that are not based on chisaron, says the Rishash, pirusho dachuk, and he says an unbelievable pshat. Well, anias daiti? No. What does it mean that a tree, again, what are we saying? That a non-kosher animal and all of these items are psul haguf, while a balmum is not psul haguf. Lanias daiti, the trefa, av she'ena ela be'ever echad, mikom makom po'eles b'chol haguf. The trefa ena chaya. Trefa is one part of the animal, but it infects the entire animal. The animal's going to die. Even if you say trefa chaya, that doesn't mean forever. It's going to die sooner than it would. Says the Rishash, what does this mean? A behemoth tmeya, the entire animal is problematic. All of these others, kilayim, trefa, yotzi, the entire animal has a status that is problematic. The whole animal is affected. Balmum, it has a problem with one limb. One limb. You're right. We then give a status, but it's one limb where the problem starts. That's what it means by psul chisaron, unlike psul haguf. Okay, so Ella Amarava, we go to the next try. Again, why do we compare these to behemoth tmeya? Skim behemoth tmeya, ma behemoth tmeya, deleka b'mina, af kol deleka b'mina. There is nothing in the behemoth tmeya type that can be hukrav. So too all of these items. There is no yotzei dofen, or tumtum, or androgynous, or any of these that are hukrav. Vafuki, balmum mutiika b'mina. Balmum, there are b'mina. My armor, trefa ika b'mina. What do you want to say trefa has within its min? Lo dami la balmum. It's still not comparable. Behemoth tmeya asura b'achila, b'trefa asura b'achila. Behemoth tmeya and trefa are both asur b'achila. La afuki balmum to mutter b'achila. So in that way, you see it's closer to other being like a behemoth tmeya, and that's why we make that comparison. Fine. So that is Rabbi Lazar's source, according to Rava. Omar Shmuel, ha-makdash is a treifa. If somebody's makdash a treifa, does anything happen? You can't be makdash, you can't be makrevid. Tzricha mum kavua liftos alav. It has to get a mum kavua to be pode it. Interesting, says the Gemara, really? Shvamina podra sakajim lachil klavim. We usually are not allowed to be pode anything unless you're going to eat it. Right? If you're only pode it and then you're going to give it to the dogs, so we don't allow pidyon. So here, it's a treifa. So is Shmuel saying that you're allowed to do pidyon just to give it to the dogs? That's what he says. You're makdash treifa, you need a mum kavua. So ela ema, the Gemara says no. This is what Shmuel really meant to say. Ema osek kedusha, skipping the parentheses, lamus. It gains somewhat of a kedusha, but you can't do anything with it. You can't be poded, you can't be makrevitz. You have to be left to die. That's what he's saying. There is something that occurs, but not enough to do anything with it. For Rabbi Oshi Amar, no. Eina elaka makdash eitzim avanim bilvan. If your makdash is shreif, it's like your makdash wood or stones. Meaning it gets kedushas damim, and you have to be poded it. But it doesn't get any kedushas aguf. And therefore, that's Rabbi Oshia. Pashtus, the Rambam holds like Rabbi Oshia. The Rambam in the Surim Mizbeach and Gibel Yud. Pashtus, he holds like Rabbi Oshia, but, you know, not so clear. Some of the Mefarshim, the Rive at the Ketz Mishnah there discuss, whether it's clear that he holds like, Rabbi Oshia. Period. Tanan, so this is Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shmuel and Rabbi Oshia, whether it gets some type of status, or Kedushas HaGuf status, that's Shmuel, or Rabbi Oshia does not get any Kedushas HaGuf status. Maybe at this time we'll talk about, giving the treifa to the klavim. We mentioned that a couple weeks ago, but, first we have to continue. Tanan, Tkala Kachim, Shenasu, Treifa, Ain Podinosan. We learned that any animal that becomes a treifa, any car that becomes a treifa, right? Shmuel and Rabbi Oshia were just talking about if you directly were makdash a treifa. But if an animal, if a carbon becomes a treifa, ain't poda rosa lafish, ain't poda kachil klavim. We said beferish, you're not poda animals to be machal on the klavim. Taima, so we're medayik from that mishnah. Taima. By the way, ain't poda rosa kachil achil klavim. Tosfos in Zvachim says the problem is only if there's no other possibility except to be machal to the klavim. If you can eat it and you give it to the klavim, there might not be such a problem. But other Rishonim, there's a Rashi B'Kama that says the opposite. Okay, but either way, this is the principle. So Taima Shenasu. So the only reason that this source says that there's a problem, you're not poda, is because it was a karbon and then it got a mum. Ha-ha-yu, it became a treifa. Ha-ha-yu me'ikara, but if it was a treifa originally, we're madai, podros, then you can't be poda it because it never got kedushas aguf in the first place. Isn't that a riot or a moshia, kasha on Shmuel? Dilma, no. Dilma Shmuel would answer, haitan, this tana holds like, not the, what I hold. Haitan asavar, kal hecha, delochazi laguf, alo nachta, le kedushas aguf. Right, this tana holds that if it's not roi, lochazi laguf, it doesn't get kedushas aguf, but I don't hold that way. Right, that's a machlokes in the Mishnah, in a couple of dafim from now, daf yutes. If somebody is makdish a nekeva for a carbon asham, an asham has to be a zachar. If somebody's makdish a nekeva for a carbon asham, there's a machlokes tanam later on in daf yutes mabes. So, the Tanakama holds that you have to wait till it gets a mum, and you bring with the value asham. Right, so there it gets kedushas aguf. And Rabbi Shimon says there, no, sell it without a mum, because it never got kedushas aguf. So, Shmuel would say, it's a machlokes, this price holds like the other opinion. Tashma, also the following, Omer HaKalayim V'Yisidofen. Shreifa V'tumtum Androgen is our Mishnah, Lo Kedoshim V'lo Makdishin. So it's our Mishnah, Araya, V'yabar Shmuel, Lo Kedoshim V'tzmura V'lo Makdishin, Lasos Tmura. V'tanya, as we said up above, Amar V'meir V'chimeachar Shein Kedoshim Me'echan Makdishim. How could these items be Kedosh in the first place if they can't become Kedosh through Tmura? Ela Yatamozi, Ela V'makdosh Be'ema, V'achar Kach Nitrefa. If the animal was Kedosh, and then it became a Trefa. So, Ha'haisa Trefa Me'ikara, same diuk that we had earlier, but if it was a treifa originally, lo nata le kedushas aguf. It does not have kedushas aguf. So again, Rayat Rav Moshia, Kasha and Shmuel, answers the Gemara, same answer. Am lecha Shmuel, Dilma hachtana savar, nami savar, kalecha de lechazi legufa, lo nata le kedushas aguf. Right? Well, it's not roi leguf, so then it cannot get, if it's not roi to be a carbon, then it never gets kedushas aguf, but I don't say that. There can be some type of kedushas aguf. Even if it's not roi, that is what Shmuel would say about these days. Okay. Maybe just quickly, the item that we mentioned before about shreifa, again, whatever comes up, it's worth it to remember. The Gemara talks about being podel la'achilon leklavim. Why that lashon is used? Why not la'achilon to any animal? L'achila to other animals that I have. L'para, l'shor. No, because the Pasuk says that by trefa we give it to the dogs. That's what the Pasuk says. L'kelef tashlichu roso. And remember the das l'kenim from Baalei HaTosfos on that Pasuk, I think in Parshas Mishpatim, where the das l'kenim discusses what are we talking about? Why dafka the dogs? So Rashi quotes that the dogs didn't bark when we went out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the schar, but he explains that the dogs, what are we talking about, a dog related to a trefa? It must be watchdogs, dogs that are with the shepherd that help guard the sheep from wolves. And it must be that one day the dogs didn't do their job properly. And that's why one became a trefa. And the Torah still says, give it to the dog. Meaning what? What do you mean? I'm not giving it to my dog. The dog messed up today. The Torah says, give it to the dog. Put things into perspective. The dog watched yesterday. The dog did the day before. The dog was loyal in the past and in the future. The dog had a bad day. Okay, get over it. Be mevater. Give it to the dog. That's what the Das HaKadosh Baalei HaTosfos says. And remember, we extended this into the context of Adam and Chava. By Adam, right after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, what happens? What is Adam turns to Chava right after the whole story of the punishments? And he says, doesn't say a word, negative. Look what you did. You messed up. I can't believe this. You've done something worse than any spouse could ever do in the history of mankind. No, what does he say? He calls her Chava, because she's Eim Kol Chai. And the very next pasuk, Hashem gives them Kosnos Or. What's the message? Adam was able to put it into perspective. Adam realized that Chava and Adam had a bad day. But he was still able to say, you're the mother of mankind, Eim Kol Chai, and gives her a name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you could put things into perspective, you could be a Vatran, he gives them Kosnos Or. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I could also, be Mevater, so to speak, just like the message of the Das HaKadosh of putting things into perspective and giving the trefa to the dogs. Hadolach Gishma Karbanos, now we get into the third parak of Maseches Temurah. Here we go. Elu kachim shavlado seyen utmura seyen yotzeben. Remember, this mesechta is about tmura, but also any animal that becomes kodesh through a different source animal. Tmura is one, but also vlados. So the following kachim, vlados seyen, utmura seyen yotzeben, the following karbanos, their tmuras and vlados are like them, meaning they're also hukrav as a karban. Not every tmura is hukrav. Tmura is bechor, we'll get to, and meiser. But these kachim, their vlados and the tmuras are like them. Vlad shlamim, utmurasan, vladan, uvlad vladan, atzov kala olam. All vlados, all the generations of a tmura, until the end of days. Harehein shlamim, they are like a carbon shlamim, v'tu'un and smicha, v'tunusachim, v'tunufas chazi v'shok. All the halachas that a carbon shlamim has. Carbon shlamim has to have tnufa, you wave it, and smicha. Right, the unique type of smicha, if you remember the Rambam, by shlamim smicha, usually smicha has vidui. Vidui, by achatas and anasham, even by an ola, you're vidui on mitzvah saseh. Bittel saseh, shlamim is not al-chein at all. The Rambam said you do divrei shevach at the time of a smicha. But either way, all the halachas of shlamim apply to the vlados of shlamim. The achronim wonder, if I was no dare to bring a carbon shlamim, could I bring a vlad shlamim? Is that good enough? And is it mamish? It has the same halachas, but is it exactly the same? The pirushim mechidushim. Misha nader lavi karmen shlamim ve'evi tmura shlamim. Im yazi de nidro. O eno yotze ki kol darba shebechoba ina ba'a lamanachulim. O shema ki v'shabahim ha'kadushim achvas diburo nachshav kilu ba'manachulim v'chulu. And that is a question that is dealt with. He quotes as a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos maybe, but that is a question. Vaiter says the Gemara, Akiva the Tad of Vladan Uvlad Vladan Atso Kala Olam Lamali. If it says first generation Vlad and second generation Vlad have the halacha, why do you have to add in the line of Atso Kala Olam? What does that extra line add? Until the end of days, this animal has kedusha. Tana Didan Shamil Rabbi Lazar to Amar. Because later on, the next Mishnah, I think we're going to see to Amar Vlad Shlamim Lo Yigrav Shlamim. We will see Rabbi Lazar Shita. In tomorrow's daf, that a vlad shlamim is not hukrav shlamim. Why? As we'll see, it's a drabanan, because then you might keep the shlamim to make it more vlados. Amar leitana didan, lomi bai bevladan de lomadina, not only by the first generation. Ela afilu atzova olam. Even in the future, many generations, lomadina lacham, not modeb, and all vlados have the status of shlamim, and therefore he uses that lashon. Good. Minani mili. How do I know that these vlados and these tmuros are hukrav? They don't just get the status of kedusha, but they're actually hukrav. The Tanur Rabbanan, it says by shlamim zachar, the rabbo says avlad. It says by karmen shlamim harsh vayikra zachar, the extra word zachar to include vlados. Good. Bahalodinu. And the Gemara says, isn't it a kavachomer? What do you need a pasuk? Tzmura, which is not a natural outgrowth of hektish. And yet, it is hukrav. Vlad, shekadula hektish, ino didshe yikrav. But isn't a vlad the natural? Vlad is a natural extension. So surely, so what do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara says, no. Malo tzmura, shekino hekas b'chalakachim. Maybe I would have thought this tmura and not vlados, because tmura is no heg b'chalakachim. Males, females. Don't worry about vlad, you know, b'chalakachim. A vlad carpet can only come from a female. So, I would have thought, maybe there's a cases of tumuras and not vlados. Tamalomar, zachar, larabos, es havlad. I took out those two words because of the girsa. That's why we have the word zachar to include vlad. Nikeva, the extra word nikeva, larabos hatmura. So the other way, nikeva by shlamim includes tamura. So a vlad is hukrav and a tamura. So ainli ala tamuras tamimim. I only know that a tamura of a tam shlamim would be included. Vlad tamim and uvlad tamimim. Vlad bali mum and vitros bali mum inayin. How do I know that if the mother is a bal mum, the tamura and the vlad are still hukrav, even though the source animal couldn't be hukrav? How do I know that the vlad and the tamura are hukrav? Tamalomar. Im zachar, larabos vlad ba'ali mumim. Im nikeva, larabos tmuras ba'ali mumim. So it's the extra im in these contexts. We included zachar to include vlad. Im zachar, even the vlad of a bal mum. And the parallel respective drasha by tmura. So amalir of safar labaya of eifachana. Why do you darshin vlad bal mum from zachar and nikeva bal mum from nikeva? Why don't you do the opposite? What does a nikeva and a zachar have to do with that? So mistavra, no, we say, mimakam shenisrapsa tmuras tamimim, nisrapsa tmuras balimumin. No, we learn from zachar, you learn vlad. So, you also learn vlad balmum from zachar. From nikeva, you learn balmum. So you also learn balmum of a tmuras balmum. You learn a tmuras balmum from nikeva. So the Gemara says, no, amar le, mikamina l'chal leifachim zachram nikeva. Anakule kra kamina. No, I'm not asking what second stage. Why don't you flip the ims? Why don't you flip the original? Why does Zachar teach you Vlad and Nekeva teach you Tmura? Maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe Zachar should teach you Tmura and Nekeva Vlad. Ema Zachar Rabo says Hatmura, Nekeva Rabo says Vlad. So Amarle, Vlad Lashon Zachar Mashma, Tmura Lashon Nekeva Mashma. Vlad is Lashon Zachar. So that's why you learn it out from that word. And Tmura is Lashon Nekeva. Good. So that's all the drush. So Lamai Hilchasa. So now, the Gemara asks, so what actually is the halacha of a vlad balmum? Rashi. Lamai hilchasa kachi hanif vlados shel balimumim. Toha iman lochazi likarev. The mother is not going to be hukrav. If I have a balmum shlamim, and then it gives birth, am I makdish that baby? Really? It was born from an animal that was tainted. Am I going to be makriv? Amar Shmuel? Yes. Likarev yalib ed Reb Elazar. Yes. You could be makrevit, and it's according to Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar, who says on Tamar's daf that if you're makdash in a keva for an ola, the vlad is hukrav ola. So ma'od the tema, I might have thought kikam Reb Elazar when Reb Elazar says on Tamar's daf that a vlad of an ola has to be a zachar. If the mother's in a keva, you can't be makrev that mother. But there, Reb Elazar says you can give the baby. Why? To ikashem ola limo. The mother is shayach to the world of ola. Why? Because ola's ha'of does apply to a female. So ola is not totally mufka from female. Avalhani vlados lo karvi. But here, the vlad, the mother is balmum. There's never a balmum as hukrav. Kamash malan. Kamash malan, we say, it is. So Shmuel says, vlad of a balmum can be hukrav. Bar pada amar? No. Lurei of aliba de divrei akol. No, it just means that it has kedusha, but now you have to wait till it gets a mum and then give a different animal, right? Even the Rabbanan, Armode, Rashi explains that it's kashi l'reiya. You don't say it's chulin, right? But that is number one. Well, similarly, Rav Amar likar v'aliv d'Rav Elazar, Rav Papa Amar l'reiya v'aliv d'Rav Yaakov. Good. That is all sources number one and the halacha. But now we have a little bit more different sources. My Tana, my Sila Meyacha, the following Tana quotes the Tmura and the Vlad from a different source, different Brisa. Raka the Shecha, Elu Tmuros. Raka the Shecha, this is now in Dvarim, not in Vayikra anymore. Elu Tmuros, that's referring to, including Tmuros, are Hukrav. Ashiyu Lacha, Elu Avlados. Tisa Uvasa, you will carry them and bring them. Yacho Yachli Sen, Lebesa Bechir, Bimana Man, Maimo Mazak, Leshia Musu. You might have thought that when it says this Kedusha to the Tmur and the Vlad, it means bringing it to the base of Migdash, but then letting them starve. No, you have to do your olos. So the pasuk says, no, you not only bring it, but you're makdir of it, and you go the whole way. You might think all kachim have the halacha of vlad and tzmura like the mother. Tamalomar rock. As we'll see, there are limitations. We're talking about shlamim rock. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech, or a different drasha. Harei Omer, Asham, who Karav, Ein Tmura So Kreva. So who, by Asham, says, Tmura and Vlad Asham are not included. Again, Asham's gonna be a Zachar anyway. But Omer Mar, fine. So let's just do one more. Again, this is a second whole different brisa that you know Tmura and Vlad. Either you know it from Vayikra, Gimel, or you know it from Dvarim, Yud, Beis. Omer Mar, so let's just finish. Tiso Vaza, Yachol, Yachmazel, Beza, Bechira, Minotesi. What kind of havamin is that? You might have thought that the tumor and the vladi have a mitzvah to bring it to the base of Midrash, but then let it starve? Where does that come from? Hakiva de Gamri Chamish Chatos Hanach Mikrav Karvi. There's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai that we have mentioned already in the past, that it's going to come up again, that there are five Chatos Mesos. These are not on the list. Right? These aren't on the list. The tumor and the vlad, in this regard. So why would you have thought that you bring it to the base of Midrash and then you just leave it? The Mara answers, Bao the Tema Chamish Chatos Mesos Bechomakom. Vahanach Yemusu Bebesa Bechira. You might have thought that Allah Moshe B'Sinai is limited. Those five Chatos Mesos are anywhere in the world. You could leave them. But these have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And, or brought to the Mishkan. And then left. Very unusual Havamina. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Again, the Lashon is because it just says Tisa Uvasa. Doesn't say in that phrase to be makriv them. But that's the Havamina Kamash Malan. You bring it as a whole carbon. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, tomorrow's stuff, I think, will probably be put up for the last cycle, the next day or two. Going to be involved in a couple of things. But again, remember next week on Tisha B'Av to join the OU and join Rabbi Weil in the Tisha B'Av keynote starting at 9 a.m. on OU website. Okay, we'll stop here.